This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Two producers are trying to start a TV show showing how to use the real estate tool known as flipping houses to help people own homes who otherwise would be unable to do so. When the producers' pro-life views were somehow made public, a network and a bank canceled participation in the show. The producers have found a new network, but the bank, SunTrust, turned around on a dime after hearing from its pro-life customers. The Sudanese persecution of Christians is continuing in the heart-wrenching story of a pregnant mother sentenced to death for being a Christian. ABC News reports now that there has been one solitary concession. Sudan says it will now carry out her sentence after the child is born. This is Life News Radio. When you think abortion is a horrible experience, that's pro-life. If you are saddened that women and their babies are abandoned to the concerns of others, that's pro-life. If a fetus is a little child with its own identity, its own personality, not merely a blob of cells, that's pro-life. When someone asks you if you are pro-choice or pro-life, remember the choice is not merely about choice, it's about a baby, a person. Remember to tell others you are pro-life. A Birmingham abortion business suing Alabama to stop the state from requiring abortion doctors to have admitting privileges has instead let the cat out of the bag. The defendant has shown in public records how abortionists at the Birmingham Planned Parenthood leave town and force their patients to use emergency rooms for all unanticipated care. This leaves injured or sick patients, and relies on people in this condition, to relive and recount all that has happened in their abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.